Welcome back into the show. It is a Super Bowl Friday, Super Friday. Heading into that big game on Sunday, Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs. How are we feeling about this one so far? I put a kind of a side poll question up on my Twitter account, at Hull Show, if you want to follow me there. 82% of the votes so far. Look at that. Going to the Eagles. 82% on Joe. Not the Chiefs? Yeah. I don't know why I've always liked that. Okay, now it's 20% given the Chiefs. So, okay. Go vote at my poll question there at Hull Show, and we'll see what happens. We'll see you're just looking at the quarterback matchups here. Obviously, that's the first thing we kind of look at. And Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he wins another second MVP. He does it again. I mean, he is the best quarterback in the NFL. I think that Josh Allen was flirting with that idea at the start of the season, maybe was even earning some of that, and then that kind of faded away, and Mahomes did what he does, got himself into the championship, and got himself into the Super Bowl, put up big numbers. He's clearly, right? There's no debate. He's clearly the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah, and I think the big topic in the offseason was how is he going to do without Tyreek Hill? Was that how much of his impact was attributed to Tyreek, and he was just fine without him. I mean, granted, Kelce helps, but able to do it with guys like Hardman and Smith-Schuster.
And that shows you how good.
The running back, I forgot his name, but Pacheco or whatever.
Pacheco, yeah. Isaiah Pacheco. That shows you how good he really is. I think Tom Brady, we always talked about, he had weapons. Yeah, he didn't always have weapons. He didn't always have great weapons. I mean, he kind of helped make some of those, like the Wes Welkers and Julian Edelmans of the world. Welker came to Denver and had one really good year, but he wasn't the same Welker. He was really good with Tom Brady. It's always nice to have weapons. Quarterbacks are going to get credit even if they have the best receivers, but they're going to get a lot of credit if they prove that they can do it. I thought the Chiefs would take a big step back this year because of Tyreek Hill being gone. And Tyreek Hill was just as good as he was
career year
with Miami. So they both kind of fared well. And that, I guess that says something about both of those guys. But with Mahomes, you know, obviously you have Travis Kelce, but that's not all you're going to. You're seeing Scantling, I wondered if he was going to be very good this year. In the game against the Bengals, all he did was score a touchdown and get 116 yards in the AFC Championship. So Mahomes has really earned that, okay, I don't need to be surrounded by superstars to be really good. I can figure this out. I think his game was elevated this year. I think he got even better this season. And on the other side of that, Jalen Hurts, he took a monster step this year. I mean, he's in that conversation. He was in the MVP running.
Yeah, and he didn't really start off that way. Going into the season, it was kind of similar with Tua, but can Jalen Hurts take that next step? Can he take that third-year leap?
Can he throw out of the pocket a little more?
Yeah.
Because last year, I think you saw him. They say, okay, we just know what we have with this guy, so he can run. Let's make him run. And he did. He ran well last year, 784 yards. Did about the same this year, but his efficiency was just so much better. I mean, last year he threw for 3,100 yards. This year he threw for 3,700 yards, but 22 touchdowns compared to 16. He was more careful with the football, too. 6 interceptions compared to 9. His rating went from an 87 to a 101 this year, and his QBR went from 54 to 66. So all of those quarterbacky things, because you're not raising your rating by running. You know, that's not factored into it. So can you be a really good quarterback this year? Not just running the ball. His completion percentage went up by 5 percentage points. That's pretty big. I mean, you always say, like, bad quarterbacks throw 50-plus percent. Good quarterbacks are in the 60s. Well, when you start to get on the north end of the 65s, you're getting into that elite status. So Jalen Hurts was asked, you know, hey, can you become a pocket passer too? Not to say we're not going to design run plays. You're still going to run the ball. He still ran for 760 yards this year. He ran it just as much this year as he did last year. But they also had a lot more possessions too, defensively getting the ball back for him. I think you saw the making, anyway, of a complete quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Now, I got to admit, win the Super Bowl Sunday or don't win the Super Bowl Sunday, I still want to see how Jalen Hurts follows this up. Because every single year, he's gotten a little bit better. He's gotten a lot better. From 2020 to 21, he was night and day difference. They were a playoff team last year. 2 years ago, they were 4-11-1 under Doug Peterson, which is why they made the move. And then last year, he was pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. This year, he was great. And to see that transition for him was pretty special. And you do think that he's now, maybe, we'll see again how next year unfolds, but I think I would bank on him being, like, he's arrived now as one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And he didn't need to have great numbers last week, or 2 weeks ago. He only threw it 25 times. But just being careful with the ball, when you are able to just, I mean, you lose your quarterback in the first quarter like the Niners did, all you got to do is don't screw it up. Don't give them any kind of weird scoring opportunities. Don't let them block punts. Don't let them return punts. Don't do that kind of thing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. East Side Chris, something on the Nuggets. Brady, the Nuggets said there was a finger issue with Bones walking off. I wonder which finger it was.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, huh? Also, please petition Peyton not to go with his end-of-interview slogan like yesterday. Buckham is pretty tacky. I do think that Peyton's going to transition here. I think we're going to get out of media mode, Peyton, and it's going to be more of a who we're going to see as the coach. Dixon says, wasn't able to listen this morning. Please tell me Tanner picked Philly. I don't know, Angel. Did Tanner pick Philly? You don't know, do you? You don't know.
I don't know.
Tanner, who'd you pick? Because everyone wants to pick against you.
I was trying to wrap up the show. I didn't hear their picks.
405 says Kansas City 27, Philadelphia 23. Just can't bring myself to pick an NFC team. I heard Cody on with the Good Morning NoCo. You can't pick an AFC team. It's like, why? They made it there.
You kind of look at it, if you want the Chiefs to win, that means you put more pressure on them next year to repeat. Maybe they get a little cocky. They don't expect Russell and Peyton to figure it out.
I want to see the best beat the best. So, yeah, I'm not rooting. Like, I'm not going to be sad one way or the other Sunday. That's fine. I'm going to enjoy the game. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game. I do have a pick, though. And naturally, you kind of root for your pick. Just kind of part of it.
Is your pick different than your money pick?
No, not this case. There's times when I'll pick a team that I like to lose. I'm not rooting for that pick to be correct. That you know, that's just local. Like, I don't like if I picked the Ravens. Like, I like watching Lamar Jackson. If I picked them to lose, I'm not like secretly deep down rooting for them to win. Because I'm not thinking as a fan. I'm not that big of a fan. I'm not really a fan. I just like watching Lamar Jackson. He's entertaining to me. Hopefully they give him. They're apparently $1 million away in guaranteed money from
the
making
most electrifying man him in all of entertainment.
The highest paid. $1 million? Is that what it is? Just a million, or is it 100? Is it more than that?
A million sounds pretty cheap.
That does sound cheap, doesn't it? Is it more? Can you see? Get some efforting music or something. Maybe it's way higher than that. Maybe I'm just smoking something, man. I don't know. Is it? It's not $100 million, is it? It's $100 million. Yeah. Okay, that's what I meant. Just forgot a few zeros. They're not getting that deal done, are they? They're going to tag him, aren't they?
Does he hold out?
I think so.
Wow.
But it sounds like Baltimore wants him. Sounds like the teammates want him. Sounds like the coach wants him. But if you're that far off, I meant $100 million. There's a big difference there.
I find it hard to pay him that much money. Like, I'm not denying he's a great player, but...
Can you stay healthy?
Can you hold up?
Yeah, can you stay healthy? Can you do what Jalen Hurts did and work on your pocket passing game? Jalen Hurts got into the gym, or whatever you call it for football. He got on the field. You practiced your passes. You passed way more in the offseason to get better at it. So you could stay in the pocket and throw.
Jalen, even as a freshman, was more of a runner than he was a thrower. And it wasn't until his junior years when he really started to develop his throwing, and obviously that jumped when he went to Oklahoma and went to a pass-heavy offense. And then the NFL, you saw his transition to what type of style am I going to play? And I think we're seeing the best of it at this point.
Lamar has not changed a lot since college. He's gotten better. You naturally get better when your focus is football and not underwater basket weaving or algebra 2 or whatever the hell you're taking in college. I don't know. Art. Appreciation. Your focus does change. You naturally are going to get a little bit better. Even if you don't get that much better, you're going to get better because you're focusing on that sport every day. You're lifting differently. You're eating differently. You're not worried about going to a class. Dixon says your man crush on Lamar is out of control. He really hasn't done much as far as winning goes. He won an MVP, but that's it. He won an MVP. It's about as much as Nikola Jokic has done. And we love Nikola Jokic, though.
What has he done since the MVP?
Got hurt this year. They made the playoffs last year. I like watching him play. Is that a crime?
Yes.
Why is that a crime? Because I think he's entertaining to watch. I mean, you think Bones Highland's entertaining to watch, but you don't necessarily, you're not really buying into him being maybe a guy you build a franchise around.
No.
But he's entertaining to watch. He's not your problem. Not anymore. Lamar's not my problem. If he loses and he gets hurt or whatever, it's not hurting the Broncos. But he's fun to watch. Yeah. What has he done? They're a fixture in the playoffs, save for when he's hurt. He's been in the playoffs every year. I mean, last year they lost. What round did they lose last year? Didn't they make it last year? Or am I wrong? If I'm wrong on that, then I guess Dixon's right, and I'm just a terrible person. But I'm just telling you, he's an entertaining quarterback to watch. They were in the AFC Championship, like, not that long ago, weren't they?
Like, 2012, yeah.
What are you talking about? Lamar Jackson was in the playoffs in 2012, Angel? What are you talking about?
I don't know if I trust you on your Super Bowl memories, because you said Russell was back in 2007.
Well, okay, I screwed up once. Hey, 2 days ago, before I educated you, you were all in on Bones Highland. So let's back off a little bit there.
They lost in the wild card to the Chargers. The next year, they went to the divisional round, lost to the Titans. 2020, made it to the divisional, lost to the Buffalo Bills. 2021, they did not go to the playoffs. 2022, wild card, loss against Cincy.
And that's all because of what Lamar did beforehand. Not Tyler Huntley.
Huntley went to the Pro Bowl.
Come on. And your boy that just got traded for garbage can is in the Rising Star Challenge.
It's a rising star?
Yeah, you got traded for a garbage can.
Well, you shouldn't have quit on your team.
I mean, come on.
Mr. Oh, I got to get on a separate flight to New Orleans because the team doesn't like me.
Yes. And yet you're going to knock Lamar Jackson. Come on, Angel. He's fun to watch.
Sure. He's not my style of quarterback. I'm not a fan of running quarterbacks.
Dixon's agreeing with you. You got Dixon here, arch nemesis of the show, chiming in. Just hates. He hates when people have joy. I enjoy watching Lamar Jackson play the game of football. He is entertaining to me. Do I think he's the best quarterback in the game? No. Do I think he's the most entertaining? Yes. He's the most entertaining when he's on the field. Terrible teammate, didn't even travel with his team down the stretch. He's hurting. He rests his leg. He's supposed to elevate, not stand.
We should do high knees on the plane.
He can't. He shouldn't. He'd get hurt. Well, Kenny Swami, what was your grade in underwater basket weaving? Straight A's. In underwater basket weaving. There's a lot of hate toward Lamar Jackson. And I don't get it. Because he wants money. So did Patrick Mahomes. They all want money.
Patrick kind of earned it.
They all want money. Like, did any of the quarterbacks that are, like, who are the highest paid quarterbacks right now? Did all of those guys earn it? I don't think so. This is the nature of the league. You want to blame Lamar for trying to take advantage of it? Did Aaron Rodgers earn his contract? He won a Super Bowl when you were probably in diapers, Angel.
Sixth grade?
You might have had some trouble. I don't
know. No. I had other troubles because it was middle school.
Yeah. Did Rodgers earn it? Did Russell Wilson earn that contract? Did Kyler Murray earn that contract?
You ever done anything dangerous?
Did Deshaun Watson earn that contract? Did Josh Allen earn that contract? You hate you some Josh Allen. Your hate for Allen is equal to my love of Lamar. You don't hate him. More than anything.
I don't hate Josh. I hate Josh Allen when he has to play against Miami.
You hate the idea of Josh.
Otherwise, I don't pay him any attention.
Did Derek Carr earn that contract?
Probably not.
Let me ask you this. Is Derek Carr better than Lamar Jackson? Would you take, if you could choose today, pay him the same amount of money? Derek Carr or Lamar Jackson, who are you taking?
In terms of a traditional quarterback?
No.
That's
just
what
in
I
terms
like. I mean,
of who you would take.
I would take Derek Carr.
And you are wrong on that one.
You ask me my opinion.
Watch, and I can tell you you're wrong. This is Sports
Opinions
Talk Radio.
Can't be wrong.
Yes, they can. Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
I would go Josh Allen.
So you do love Josh
I'm
Allen.
I'm just more of a traditional quarterback.
Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson?
Neither.
You got to pick one.
I don't want either one.
You have to pick one.
I will take Tyler Huntley.
Why do you hate Lamar? You would take Tyler Huntley over Lamar Jackson.
Tyler Huntley made the Pro Bowl.
Dude, he made the Pro Bowl because nobody knows what they're doing over there, and it's flag football, which apparently was Russell Wilson's idea.
Tyler knows what he's doing.
Would you take Lamar Jackson over Kyler Murray? You just don't like running quarterbacks.
I just said that.
You have a problem. Doesn't Tua run? Isn't that why he almost died?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't like to run.
Maybe he should start running. Get away from some of those would-be concussions.
Some, jiu-jitsu. So if you come up on the field, he's just going to karate chop.
I guess, man. He's even learned something. Is he going to be like Tim Tebow? Where Tim Tebow...
Oh, because he's a lefty?
No. Because Tim Tebow was practicing garbage that's not football. Tim Tebow was out there lifting tractor tires and doing all that stuff. Rather than becoming a better quarterback, you got Tua want to become the Karate Kid.
If it works. Worked for Daniel LaRusso, All-Valley champion, back-to-back.
Yeah, you got me there, man. And he went and ran a successful string of car dealerships, too.
Yeah, then he started fighting with his old buddy. Made a TV show out of it.
Hey, Tua is Daniel LaRusso. Jalen
is Johnny Lawrence.
I
like that.
Yeah, there That's you good. Go. 24 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Broncos have their head coach, but can he fix Russ? Hear Broncos talk on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Angel, I've tried to support you in your Tua-isms, but the gloves are off now. You come at Lamar, now the gloves are off.
Get in line.
Not a lot of people like Tua or what?
Everyone hates Tua.
I don't hate Tua.
Kid does nothing wrong and he gets hate.
Well, I do think that the karate he's doing is probably going to be something that people make fun of. I just think be ready for it.
Well, what do you want him to do?
Not karate.
Should he get credit for actively trying to help himself not get hurt?
How is that helping you not get hurt in football? I don't know. Help me out. I'm not a Cobra Kai.
There is an art to falling, and falling safely, basically changing the impact points of when you fall and getting your body trained to falling correctly. So like in judo, if you get judo flipped, you protect yourself.
If he gets hit by a 300-pound lineman, you think he's going to be able to control how he falls down?
Well, it depends on how you get hit. Every fall is different. You just have to get your body into that mode of, okay, I'm falling, protect myself.
I'm just telling you, he's going to be in that, it's in that Tebow world. Tebow was lifting tractor tires, and the coaching staff's like, where is he? We were supposed to be watching film today. They're like, he's lifting.
He's not skipping film to do judo.
Well, he wasn't skipping film, but they're like, well, he was supposed to be here earlier, whatever. No, he's lifting. Why is he lifting?
Well, Tebow's also like 200 pounds heavier because he's just a hulk of a person.
If your QB needs training on falling, he ain't the guy. Dixon. Some of Tua's throws look like Tebow's. All right, see, now I feel bad.
Because well, he's a lefty. Of course it looks the same.
I started this, and now, see, this is what
happens.
Do
I need to bring
happens.
Up the brain science on why our brains are not accustomed to left quarterbacks?
You were supposed to be my friend and help me out, and I've helped you out, but then you just went in on Lamar.
You haven't helped. You just agree with it. Or you just
with
nod
Tua?
Your head, say, yeah, 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 no, whatever you're saying is right.
Well, because he's irrelevant. I've said it a million times. I will say it a million times again.
Relevant.
Tua is irrelevant to me. He is not tier one. The team is not good. So they are irrelevant to me. They are neither up here or down here at the bottom. So when I nod my head, it's because nobody's
just
talking about Tua.
Until I stop talking.
Nobody's talking about the Dolphins. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
I don't want them to talk about the Dolphins.
Why?
Because it's always negative.
But then you're mad that they don't talk about the Dolphins.
Well, because they talk about it in a negative light. It would just bring him up, say, we need something negative.
It's
bring up
because
the Dolphins.
What happened to him was one of the major sporting things we have been talking about over the last 10 years.
Why wasn't Tua on stage at the honors last night?
Yeah, you'd have to ask him or his agent. I have no idea. Why would he be?
Well, DeMar Hamlin was. He's fine.
DeMar Hamlin's situation is night and day. You are comparing apples and oranges. DeMar Hamlin died on the field.
But if we care about
because
safety,
of a heart issue.
Tua could have died on the field.
Correct, but his was a concussion. DeMar Hamlin's was a heart failure. Two totally different issues. I mean, Tua got a concussion. They all get him. Tua, the problem with that was the dude was out cold and came right back, and shortly into the next game back, he was out again, but out. And that's why the drama surrounded Miami like that, because his concussion was so severe, he was right back out on the field. And so that's why. I mean, again, unfortunately, that's the talk around Tua right now, is because you had monster concussions.
But he doesn't get a chance to clear his name on that.
Well, you just said he canceled all of his interviews.
Well, because he was getting talked about being killed on the field.
I know, but there's only one way to clear your name, and that is to...
But why give these people the time of day if they're going to just... You spend all season bashing me. Why am I going to come on your show and have you ask questions
but
about me?
You're wanting two different things then. You're saying he doesn't get to clear his name, and then when he gets opportunities to be on the air, he's like, well, wait, you're mean to me. I don't want to be on. Which is it? Do you want to clear your name, or do you...
Well, I assume he had a different mindset, and then he was asked that question and said, oh, this is the type of stuff I'm going to get today. I'm not doing this.
I agree with you that the question's ridiculous. But if you want to clear your name, if you want to talk about concussions in an educational format, you have to be willing to go on and talk about it. And if somebody hurts your feelings, then you can't complain about not being able to go back on and talk about it because you've canceled all your interviews. I mean, that's the way it is. Those are the biggest questions out there. Eastside Chris says, learn how correctly to sweep the legs. See, that would be a penalty. All the things that he's learning in Taekwondo or whatever are going to be penalties, Angel. Dixon says, no, he throws it in the dirt. Passes aren't even close to Hill. Hill would have 10 more touchdowns if he didn't have to slow down and come back to get the ball.
That's a lazy take.
I'm just telling you, he's irrelevant right now. He's not there. He's not there yet. He's got work to do. And I know you hated the idea of this, but there was a rumor that Tom Brady was going to go to Miami. That was real. That could have happened. Well, Caddy Swami, there were 224 concussions this year. Only one guy had to be brought back to life. Yeah, that's why I'm saying the concussion thing is just DeMar Hamlin's deal was the saddest, the scariest thing I've ever seen in sports. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen concussions. I've seen guys go down, get hit so hard in the head that they can barely function. Hell, Russell Wilson's was scary. I don't see a lot like that, to be honest with you. I've seen some scary concussions, and Tua's was scary, but this one was game canceling because he was dead, right? He was dead, and they brought him back to life because they acted so quickly. 35 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
We live on some pretty dangerous roads in Weld County in northern Colorado. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that is Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at TrialProven.com. We had Jerry Schimmel on the show earlier. Jerry's worked with these guys. Jerry is, you know, he has that attorney experience, too. So if there's someone that's telling you a law firm to contact when if you've gone through something like that, it's you know, Jerry Schimmel would know. TrialProven.com. That's Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young Law Firm. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. Why? This turned into a Lamar thing. I think if you did a poll, more people enjoy watching guys like Mahomes or Allen or Burrow. Well, yeah. I mean, that's like saying if you take a poll, I think more guys like watching Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron over the second tier guys. Like, you and I should be joining forces. Dixon's coming at your guy. He's coming at my guy. And he's not even necessarily my guy. I just like to watch. He's entertaining. He's not my guy. Your guy's Tua. But Dixon's coming at us both. You would think we would be friends here. No go?
I don't know.
No, just no friends? Okay.
We can be friends. Just
I crossed the line with the Tua stuff?
No. I'm all for healthy conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dixon should be worrying about the other Bama quarterback he's playing against this weekend.
Oh! Dixon. There it is. This is going to be an interesting game. I really think so. And if you look at what the Eagles did last, you can't really take the NFC Championship. If you're using that as, oh, we destroyed San Francisco 31-7. They didn't have a quarterback. They were the Broncos in COVID. That was the year that Drew Locke was out and Brett Rippon and Billy Bob, and I don't even remember who their quarterbacks were.
Kendall Hinton.
But they were all, it was Kendall Hinton. The Niners were Kendall Hinton, basically. When did Brock Purdy go down? Late in the mid-first quarter? For the rest of the game, and then when did Josh Johnson go down? He was out at halftime, wasn't he? So you lose your starting quarterback who had been lighting it up. He had been. Those are the facts. Brock Purdy had been lighting it up, and then Josh Johnson comes in and throws 13 passes for 7 completions for 74 yards, and then he goes out, and then Christian McCaffrey. The idea, let Christian McCaffrey just throw it. He had one pass, and he threw it 80 yards away from his receiver. All the receivers were over here on the right. Christian McCaffrey goes, good luck, everybody else. Rain dance, and just chucks it deep. That's not what his job is. No, it would have not worked in a million years to just line Christian McCaffrey up in the Wildcat, and away we go. It didn't work for Kendall Hinton. Why would it work? Hinton? It wouldn't work. You were spicy today, Angel. You're spicy.
I answered your question.
You're spicy. It didn't work for him. Why in the hell would it work for the Niners? So if you're saying, well, the Eagles beat the Niners 31-7, you're wrong. They did. But that's no way you can take that and use that to analyze the Super Bowl. You can't.
I think you can analyze it in terms of the offense versus the Niners defense.
Well, Jalen Hurts threw 121 yards on that game. I mean, again, he was careful with the ball. They ran for 148, which was good. But San Francisco couldn't move the ball. They couldn't do anything. It was a bad show. It was just bad. So if you want to really take, you can't take that game and use it as, oh, well, They destroyed the Niners, who were the clear favorite to go in and win. And listen, I picked the Eagles, so I thought they would win. I just didn't think they would have to go up against zero quarterbacks in the second half of that game. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. You can't. It's a blowout. Well, Ken, you'll love this one, Angel. Well, Jalen Hurts is not a Bama quarterback.
Well, Connie Swamy seems more adamant about this than I am.
Well, you just said he was a Bama quarterback. I think we
he
may
was at one point a Bama quarterback. Yes,
true.
These are facts.
Russell Wilson was at one point a Seahawk.
Okay, I won't argue that.
Ain't anymore, Dixon. I think we found out a little more about Hurts' shoulder being a bigger deal than they're saying right now. He didn't look good against San Francisco. I guarantee you.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I guarantee you, after the Super Bowl, he will be getting surgery on that shoulder. Guarantee it's coming.
Didn't you already have a procedure on it?
I think he's going to have another one because he's hurting. It does not look. He doesn't look right. So I'll bet you. I'll bet you a dollar. I was going to say $1 million. A dollar, Angel. That at the end of the Super Bowl, it will be announced, win or lose, Jalen Hurts is getting some kind of shoulder surgery. Philly's D did give up 33-plus points in several games this year. They can be beat. Philly looked like the world beater, I'll give you that, for most of the season. There was just a few games where, obviously, they only lost, what, three games this year. There were a few games this year where I looked at it, and if you can get pressure, and I know it's a hard thing to just, oh, if you can get pressure, you can shut them down. But I saw a few games in the regular season where if you got pressure on him, the Washington game, he looked really bad. Going back to, I think it was, did he lose to Dallas? Did he lose to Dallas too? No, that wasn't him though. He was out that game. Wasn't that when he was hurt? But the Washington game, because that was a game that obviously was a Monday night game. It was a nationally televised game. I easily picked the Eagles to win that one, no question. And it was 32-21, and they were able to get pressure on him, and he didn't look right in that game. They had him rattled. So if you're the Chiefs, can you get to him? You know, that's going to be the big question. You had a Taylor Heinicke go off in that game, or at least, you know, for him, a 211-yard game is probably going off. So can you adopt what Washington was able to do after the first quarter against the Eagles? I mean, they just couldn't really move the ball down the field. So that's where, if you're the Chiefs, how much of that film were you watching this year was the Commanders-Eagles game? Because that's where I feel like somebody finally solved Jalen Hurts for a moment. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, your picks for this one. What do you think? Was Kansas City, are they still a dog in this game? I believe so. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are the favorite in this game.
1.5.
1.5-point dog?
Yes.
Oh, man. Eagles are probably the better team, like, roster-wise right now. The quarterback, and I do think Travis Kelce is one of those guys that might just go off, but it is hard to pick against what Philly, with a healthy Jalen Hurts, because again, the two other losses they had this year weren't those with Gardner Minshew. So with Jalen Hurts playing, it is very difficult to beat this team. And then defensively, you know, yeah, they've had some games. That's normal for the regular season. You're going to have some games that are just bad, but for the most part, their defense has been very good this year. So that is going to be difficult. I don't know about that over as much. I don't know. Some people are like, take that over. But the Eagles could slow things down here. And if they can get after Patrick Mahomes, and who knows if that leg is fully healed up. He's had some time, too. That's going to be a big deal here to see what happens as far as who can get after the quarterback. 48 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. And we'll start getting into our picks, our official picks, coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton. It is. Are we feeling Broncos country? Hear team talk and coverage every day in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
It's time to make our picks. Here, Brady Hall.
All right, here we go. Last one of the season when it comes to football. Kansas City, Philadelphia. I mean, listen, the Eagles did work the Niners, but it's hard. It'd be hard if you're going to use that as the argument of, well, the Eagles just made a mockery of that game. The Niners looked terrible. Well, you know what happened. Quarterback goes down. Second quarterback goes down. Oh, you're out of quarterbacks. Talk about safety. The NFL should allow a third emergency quarterback and not count them toward the roster. Nonetheless, Eagles get the win. They move on. The Chiefs last week, controversial stuff. That was a close game, very entertaining game. But you had all the, that was when all the referee stuff came out. And, oh, the fix is in and all this stuff. So, yeah, all that has led us to this. Patrick Mahomes loses Tyreek Hill. Seems to be just as good. The Philadelphia Eagles, can Jalen Hurts take it to the next level? Can he be kind of a pocket passer but can run when he needs to type hybrid? Very similar to what Patrick Mahomes does. Very good defense with what you're dealing with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs defense, you know, 2 years ago they were so bad and it was all about the offense. The last 2 years they've gotten a little bit better. Can they get to Jalen? Can they disrupt some of what he's trying to do? That's going to be a big challenge. Angel, I know you already said it, but for our 1 o'clock listeners, where are you going with this?
I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, my guy, Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson on that line. I like the Bama boys to get it done.
I have had a hard time with this one. Going back and forth each and every day. I kind of like the attitude that Travis Kelce has had the last couple weeks. A lot of people are like, he's so cocky now. I don't like it. Oh, I love it. I think he's great.
Being a jabroni.
Yes, I love that stuff. Bring it in. Cross over those worlds. You know, can a guy like Miles Sanders, though, for the Eagles get going? Can they get that run game going to take some of the pressure off Devonta Smith? Yes, he is a super playmaker. There's no question about it. Can he be special in this game? Or is it going to be more of a guy like Travis Kelce takes off and has a monster game? Or Juju Smith-Schuster, even. How about on the defensive side for the Chiefs? Can a guy like Chris Jones, Frank Clark, do something special in this one? I think it's going to be a Patrick Mahomes kind of day. And a Travis Kelce kind of day. I like the Chiefs to win Super Bowl Sunday. And that will be the Chiefs. That will be Patrick Mahomes' second Super Bowl. Maybe on his quest to achieve more and get close and touch base with Tommy Bones. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.